We are here at the 2018 NACUSO Network Conference in Anaheim, California, with Rose Bentley from Cloud Cherry. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Good. Yeah, Disneyland is like right over our shoulders,
I can't go wrong. Every night, the music when I walk back to my room.
So I heard the firework. Did you hear the fireworks?
I did kind of pull up the curtain. I could actually see a little bit.
I thought it was thunder at first. Went Southern California, thunderstorm? No, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah, let's hope not.
They don't go together very well. So anyway, so how's the conference going for you?
Great so far. Yeah, this is our second year. So the first year we had a lot of traction and we're super excited to be back. So from the vendors, everyone's so nice too. Yeah, I don't know who you get to work with here, but Shauna and Denise have been super supportive of us. So we really
indeed good people all
good
the way
people,
around.
Good
indeed.
People.
Let's give you guys a quick plug. What do you guys do? What do you guys do for credit unions and what pain points do you solve for them?
Yeah. So we work with credit unions specifically around their member experience. Okay. So we help them understand their member journey, look for ways to actually drive a better member experience, all while keeping in mind how you actually drive outcomes with across the organization.
Okay.
Which means if they're trying to understand a very pointed question like, are my loan services actually improving my member experience? Mm-hmm. Am I making borrowing easier? Is that a yes or no question? We can help them understand if that's the case by listening to their members more, analyzing that across the customer journey, and actually giving them outcomes that they can drive. So,
value,
especially for member experience. It's a hot topic for credit unions right now. I mean, average age of a credit union member is 47. They're having to reinvent themselves, go with the digital transformation, understand how to improve member experience.
Because we all have to live up to the Amazons, the Uberization of everything.
Absolutely right. You're absolutely right. They literally pulled 1,000 Amazon members and said, would you be willing to bank with Amazon as your primary bank? And they said yes.
Yeah.
I mean, so everyone's expecting this consistent experience, and if they're not getting it, they will go somewhere else.
Yep, so, yeah, there's a lot of competition out there, and so credit union's got to be on their game, and folks like you are helping them be on their game. Yeah, exactly. Yep. So are there any takeaways from the conference that you want to take back to Cloud Cherry or even introduce to your clients? Or?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. So our biggest takeaway was everyone that's come up to us is really focused on member experience, which I think is a really good thing. In all fairness, last year that wasn't the case. When we were having conversations, wasn't the case. So when they would come up to our booth last year, they would just like, oh yeah, member experience, we need to start looking at it. Now I can see them from across the room, they're like, Cloud Cherry. And then they're on this march like, I need Cloud Cherry member experience. And so they're now really understanding that how important it is and that they need to start being ahead of it in order to stay relevant and competitive as we talk.
Why wasn't it top of mind before? Because when you think credit unions, you think member service. You think, wow, personal service. Why isn't this like kind of synonymous?
Yeah, you would think so, especially because members own the credit union, right? That you would have to be focused on the member experience. I think, you know, it's like anything, right? I think you just get complacent around certain things, right? And then all of a sudden you realize, wow, the whole market is shifting and demanding, right? I mean, as a user, right, we're demanding a better experience and we're demanding a more relevant, consistent experience. So if we're demanding that, now is the time to act on it. I'm not sure why, but I'm just glad they're focused on it now.
Well, I mean, times are really good for credit unions right now. As we all know, membership is up, lending is off the hook. There's all sorts of things that are going on that are great. And it's easy to get complacent when things are good.
Exactly.
But that's, you got to...
The market around them is changing, right? I mean, average age is 47. That's no joke.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
You got to get that down.
You've
got to have like a member succession plan, basically.
How are you looking at that digital experience, right? Because now it's more online, it's website, it's not just in branch anymore. A lot of branches are shutting down, right? It's ATM, video experience. So much is changing for credit unions. It's an exciting time for them, though.
Indeed.
It's an exciting time.
Yeah. Okay, last question. I'll get you off the hot seat here. What do you see coming for the rest of the year? Because we're already a quarter of the way through. How do you see the rest of 2018 shaking out?
For credit unions and member experience?
Sure.
Okay. Well, I will leave it at that.
Let's stay on topic.
Okay. Like I said, I think the disruption of the market is going to put this at a pinnacle peak for them, right? If they're not paying attention, they're going to get really behind the curve. So for me, what I'm starting to see is this evolution of what does member experience mean across the journey? Before it was just like, well, I'm listening to my members, I may be surveying them, but it's far beyond a survey, right? It's really how are you actually impacting that experience? And we're starting to see member experience programs go that way. So we're starting to see that really focus around how am I taking the member through a journey, not just through this individual experience, and I'm listening to them over a survey. So that's what we're starting to see, and we're excited to be part of, because that's where, you know, we play and we can provide a lot of value.
Well, it's encouraging because it's infectious in a good way.
Yeah,
you know?
And they're evolving, right? I mean, that's what I think. One thing you got to give it for credit unions is they do evolve, right? I mean, they realize it and they're like, okay, we've got to change. It's not like they're sitting back right now. They might have been complacent, but they're definitely full aware now that they've got to change.
All right. Great message to end on. Rose, thank you so much,
as always.